AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador is skipping the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles this week. He wanted President Biden to invite Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to the summit. President Biden said no. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
The challenges that these three regimes pose to some of the central tenets of the Summit of the Americas that is to be held this week, those challenges were just insurmountable.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff likens D-Day to Ukraine's battle against Russia.
U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley spoke about Ukraine's struggle in its fight against Russia's invasion during a ceremony on the 78th anniversary of the D-Day landing.
The fight for Ukraine is about honoring these veterans of World War II. It's about maintaining the so-called global rules-based international order, the order that was established by the dead that are buried here.
For the past 2 years, D-Day ceremonies were reduced to a minimum due to COVID-19 lockdowns. This year, crowds of French and international visitors, including veterans in their 90s, were back in Normandy to remember those that were lost. I'm Shelley Adler.
Russian President Vladimir Putin warns the West not to send longer-range rocket systems to Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This is Russia's war, and what we're trying to provide with historic assistance to Ukraine is so that Ukraine could fight for their freedom.
Russia is also threatening to withdraw visas and accreditations of U.S. journalists in retaliation of the blocking of Russian media in the U.S. Public defenders representing Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz tried to withdraw from his death penalty trial after the judge ordered them to move forward with jury selection, even though one member of the five-member team is sick with COVID-19. This is AP News. A Minnesota judge delays the trial of two former Minneapolis police officers in the death of George Floyd. Mike Gracia has more.
A judge has ordered a delay in the trial of two former Minneapolis police officers charged in the killing of George Floyd. Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill delayed the trial of Tu Tao and J. Alexander King until January 5th, hoping additional time will improve prospects for a fair trial. But Cahill denied the defense motion for a change of venue. Tao and King are charged with aiding and abetting both second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter in the May 2020 death of Floyd. They were scheduled to go on trial next week. I'm Mike Gracia.
Their co-defendant, Thomas Lang, pleaded guilty last month. Arizona's Republican Party loses again in court. A state judge dismissing its suit to end no excuses mail-in voting. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.